Edutainment Learning is powered by Academica Virtual Education and Collegia TV. For more information, visit www.edutainmentlearning.com.
It's James Burnett, and as far as voice acting, I started as an impressionist when I was 16, and I have a whole story about that as well. But I started doing Arnold Schwarzenegger impersonations. There was this website called E-Bomb's World where you'd have soundboards, and you'd just go crazy on there, and I kept repeating. I listen, or I play music by ear, so I have a really good ear for tones, and that kind of started me down this path, and then people started paying me for the impressions, and then I kind of developed my own voice, and that's how I kind of got into this this journey.
That's great. Do you mind if we just jump straight into some student questions?
Yeah, let's go for it.
And I know some of you guys emailed those questions to me. If you could send those questions in the chat, we got a few that have already been sent to me. One of the kids wanted to know, how did your experience in school choirs influence your voice acting career? And what kind of skills did you gain from that?
So in school choir, you know, I started out as a tenor, and then puberty hit and I became a bass. So I was always trying to learn how to kind of control my voice. And so doing a lot of these voices, you have to know the different tones of your voice. And so, you know, I never thought I'd be singing karaoke as Arnold Schwarzenegger. But in addition to that, I learned how to do things called subharmonics, where you can take the bass of your voice and actually go one more octave down, which makes it kind of cooler for songs. And then the different things you can do with your voice and where your voice comes from, whether it's your throat, your nose, your chest, all that comes into play when you're doing voice acting as well.
There's a lot. I know a lot of kids here are into music, so they kind of want to think of like all the different various things that they can do. We have a question from Carla, and Carla is in Spain. Carla, you should be able to unmute to ask your question. You got a really good question for James.
Hello.
Hi.
My question is, what is the best and worst thing about voicing characters, and what is your favorite character?
Okay. Well, the best thing about voicing characters is that it's fun. Usually it's someone that you either respect, or it has that, you get that different side of yourself that you would like to do, or, you know, be emotional about it. I would say the worst thing about it, and this is the worst thing about any gig, is doing the same line like 100 times, 100 different ways, and, you know, giving all those obviously choices, because it gets kind of daunting after, like, you know, the 10th time you're doing the same line. And so you're trying to find a new way to deliver that line sometimes, and it can be a little daunting sometimes.
Nice. That's really good. You don't really think about that because we only hear it one. We have a question from Wendy. Wendy is in France. Wendy, you had an awesome question. Go ahead and ask James.
Hello. My question is, how did you handle telling your parents about your wish to do voice acting?
Well, I already had a bunch of other jobs while I was doing voice acting. It was kind of a side thing. And so, you know, I'm 40 now. So I always had a steady job, and then I always did like side jobs at the same time. So it was never really an issue for me. But if I had started just doing voice acting, I would have definitely done it differently. I've built my life through other careers and had voice and acting on the side. And then I started to make money after I already had money, if that makes sense.
We have a question from Capucine. And feel free to talk about, James, feel free to talk about your other career, because I'm sure there's some overlap.
Yeah.
I'm guessing if you've ever done that as well. That was what my question was. I was like, I don't know if he's ever done that. All right, Capucine, go ahead and unmute. You had a great question. Go ahead and unmute to ask James. All right. There's technical issues there. So Capuzine wanted to know, does it change your voice when you're playing like different voice characters? Like, how do you change it? Like, can you give us some examples of how you do that?
Yeah. So depending on what you do, what time of day, how you've strained your voice, you'll get a different sound in your voice. So when I'm doing someone like Optimus Prime, I have a couple different ways I do it. I take a pillow and I scream into the pillow over and over again until my voice is completely shot. And then I'll start to get the gravel in my voice. And then we'll get lower. And like us, there's more to them. than meets the eye. And so it gets like way down in the gutter, but I have to like strain my voice by yelling into a pillow, singing my favorite song as loud as I can. Sometimes cigars and whiskey will help too, and I'm not promoting that type of stuff, but there's so many different ways you can kind of get there. Traditional voice actors would tell you to like yawn over and over again to open up your larynx and everything. Drink tea, green apples. There's so many different ways to change your voice, and then to get the higher tones, literally just a lot of rest and a lot of hydration when you're trying to go above what you usually do. But for low voice, you can just strain the heck out of your voice, and then it'll sound like butter.
Right, like butter. You just answered like three questions. One of the kids wanted to know how's technology played a role in what you do? Because you and I are the same age, and we're both into like production and all that kind of stuff.
Sure.
And originally we didn't have, I mean, we had like Audacity or SoundForge, where it was like very slow, like dial-up internet, like trying to edit online. Like, how has it advanced in the past few decades for your career?
So I'm kind of I guess I'm abnormal when it comes to computers. I build computers, I do a bunch of different types of things in audio editing, video editing. I'm not an audio engineer, but I've always had some type of affinity to computers. So software, I see it as this tool, and the more you understand the tool, the better the technology is. And my voice acting is probably not as good as my technological side. So I can audio edit my stuff in seconds and send out a voice demo that's been, so it'll take someone hours. It can probably take me minutes because of my audio editing and the way I do with computers. So technology is huge. You have to develop that skill first for voices, but technology will cut down the efficiency time, and you'll be turning in a lot more stuff if you have a technology advantage.
That's a really good point. One of the kids, they want to know, do you have any suggestions as far as programs or equipment that they can do? Because there's some kids here, I know Capucine just messaged again, that this is really great, that they're discovering there's something else they can do when it comes to recording if they don't play an instrument or they don't sing. What would you recommend?
So I started with Audacity. It's free, it's bare bones. Literally, you just get a mic, you record, and that's very simple. But because I have a little bit more technical knowledge, I started using FL Studio because the effects in FL Studio, I can get that sound I want when I'm doing Darth Vader, when I'm doing Optimus Prime. There's just those echo effects that make it sound that much better. So I kind of do both, but FL Studio, I like the way it cuts. And when I send 50 files, it has a batch export where I can export all the files I want, like whether 50 to 100, and send them all at once. So I'm really about efficiency, and FL Studio has been the best for me.
I got a question. Have you ever like done anything ridiculous with your ability to impersonate celebrity voices, like order pizza or anything like crazy?
Yeah, I was actually at Panda Express the other day with my kids in the car, and we ordered as Arnold the entire time.
Oh,
So,
can you give us an example of that? This is hysterical.
So I go up to the window. I'm like, "Yes, hello. I would like this. This is a great Chinese place. Of course, we are in the drive-through right now, and I would like something with chow mein, something with a chicken that is orange, because you guys have the fantastic, super fantastic orange chicken. It is great. And I want that with the teriyaki chicken because I'm trying to work on my gains."
Dude, you have rolling laughing over here. I know it's getting kind of late in Eastern Europe. We have a question from Europe. This is Tess. You had a good question that has been answered. All right, go ahead and ask Tess.
Hello, I have a question. What do you think about some people want to replace vo voice actor be with AI?
Honestly, there's always going to be a need for voices. AI can get close, but you're not going to hear or think of like the ridiculousness or that stuff that comes spur of the moment. And there's that one guy that sounds like that does all the Chuck Norris stuff, that AI voice now, where his voice sounds plain like this, and but it's still, you're missing those pauses, that intonation that people bring to voiceovers. So AI will take out a lot of jobs where people are just kind of lackluster and they don't have a lot of style to the voice. but it's our independence that kind of really helps that. Just like acting is not really going to go away in general either. AI is going to take some of it, but it's not going to take all of it. There's always going to be people that find a way to get around it.
What do you think? Because you've been doing this for a while, I mean, decades. Like, what is like some of your like more memorable moments of this career for you?
I think just whenever people will just ask me to do something, and I honestly, all my memorable moments is when someone wants to pay me for doing like 30 seconds of work. So promos and commercials, that's like the best when you literally will spend 15 seconds on something. I mean, the finished result, and you get paid hundreds of dollars to do something that takes seconds. It's pretty crazy. And anytime that that's happening where I get paid for that, it's just, I don't know, I can't believe it usually.
Yeah, you are absolutely wildly talented at that. One of the kids emailed and they wanted to know what are some misconceptions about your industry?
It's super easy to get into, but it's very difficult to make a living off of. And which is why it's always been kind of on the side for me. And the reason why I always wanted to do like it mainly, first of all, it's fun. It's really cathartic. But the biggest setback is if you don't put in the auditions or you're not constantly marketing yourself, you're not gonna make money. And if you just think you can go and be like, I have a great voice, I have a great tone, let me just go audition for this one thing and then now let me just wait, you'll never get any money. It's literally a numbers game, and the more like numbers you put in, that's really what it's all about.
We'll go with two more student questions and we'll let you go. One of the kids, they wanted to know how do you balance your creative freedom with the expectations of clients and directors? Because that has, I know you have like, you can have like two renew things because I know we worked in the past together or whatever it may be. Like, how do you do that?
I have the luxury, like I said, of having income already. And so I'm not as hungry for a lot of clients that want me to do crazy stuff. If they tell me they want me to do or say something, I'm like, no. So that helps. But honestly, just being true to yourself, that's really what it is. And if you're doing what you want to do and you enjoy doing it, and someone is trying to pay you for what you enjoy doing, that's what you usually bring to the table. As soon as someone starts to change that, you're gonna, I don't want you don't want to be captive, or have audience capture where you're doing things you think other people will like. You want to do stuff that you like and then have people kind of conform to what you're doing because they like you for your style, not for what they think you should do, if that makes sense.
No, it absolutely does. We're going to try again with Capucine has another question from Europe. Go ahead and unmute. This will be the final student question. Go ahead and ask Capucine. Might have some technical difficulties there. Capucine wanted to know which is your favorite character to portray? Which one do you
Honestly,
have the fun with?
it's honestly Optimus Prime. Optimus Prime, Darth Vader, those are my favorites by far. And then when you add the effects at the end and hear the end result, it's awesome.
That is pretty solid. You know what? Can we go with one more student question? This is
Yeah,
Noah.
whatever you guys need.
Noah, I'm gonna go ahead and let you unmute. I don't know where you are in the world. I didn't check out what country. Go ahead and ask. You had a good question though.
Hey, it's Noah. I would like to ask you, what are issues that you found on your day-to-day as a voice actor?
Issues I have on a day-to-day is just sometimes getting that motivation to do the numbers, recognizing that it is a numbers game, and making sure that feeling of like being bored with a certain read, you still have to bring yourself to it because when you're reading something that you really don't want to do or maybe that doesn't sound as fun, if you're not being yourself in that, it's going to come through in the read. So whenever I read something, I try to make sure I look at it from a different angle of like, hey, like even let me bring a piece of myself to this instead of how this boring documentary is supposed to be. Let me add some of my what I bring to it.
That is like interesting that you kind of develop these things and then you kind of make it your own, where I literally cannot hear the difference between your voice and anyone else's. So you guys definitely follow him on socials. We'll have him tagged on Instagram and whatnot. So one of the students, they wanted to know Well, you shouldn't, don't worry about that. We're going to go with my final question. The final question is this. Final question is this, and I ask this of all of our guests. What advice would you give to the kids around the world, whether they want to get into voice acting or something completely different? What advice do you have for them as they kind of start out on their own path?
I'll tell you guys the same thing I tell my kids. You can go to school, you can do your 4 years in college, you can go and be that great thing in the workforce, whatever boss needs you to be. And if you decide that you want to do something else at the same time, you have to put all of your heart and soul into that thing that you want to do. And what it is you have to continue doing something, whether it's a trade skill, whether it's voice acting. You have to take it and you have to put all your passion into it. Because if you don't, it's not going to show, and you're going to have to hope that you have something to fall back on. Because if you don't have that, it's going to be you really want to enjoy what you do. And the only way to do that is to put everything into it. And people will see it, but it takes, people say, about 10 years to develop something where you can start making money off the things that you enjoy doing. But you can't stop doing it unless, you know. You just have to keep going at it, and it sucks sometimes.
I think all jobs have that at one point or another. So can you give us any Darth Vader or anything sign
Yeah,
off? We'll let you
let me
go.
add my effects on here, and I'll give you Darth Vader, and maybe I'll do Optimus Prime in there too. Let me see. Let me add. You guys can hear the echo now, right?
Yep.
Okay, we got that. Let's add some more. So right now I'm in FL Studio. I'm adding the echo to it because Darth Vader has a little echo. I'm gonna take a little away. This is a chorus. So this adds just like another layer of my voice, and I added two layers for that. So I still sound like myself, obviously, but it sounds like a little bit more machine. And then there's a last one that's a plugin that makes it another delay on my voice. So 1 second, let me put the delay on there. He's going to find it. Let's see, there it is. It's going to do a little echo. Okay, that's that. And here we go. So, what's that one line? I find your lack of faith disturbing. Apology accepted, Captain Nita. And of course, if you're doing Vader, then you can automatically blend into James Earl Jones, which is the same voice, where he's Simba, the great kings of the past live there. Look at the stars. Every king that's died for a kingdom is up there. And one day, I'll be up there looking down on you. So that's James Earl Jones. And then if we're doing Optimus Prime, I just literally add a reverb on there. And then for his voice, I have to go really low, really slow, and act like I'm explaining something. So with the Yol Spark gone, we cannot create life on our planet. And fate has yielded its reward, a new world to call home. We live among its people now. Hiding in plain sight, but watching over them in secret, waiting, protecting. I have witnessed their capacity for courage, and though we are worlds apart, like us, there is more to them than meets the eye. I am Optimus Prime, and I send this message to any surviving Autobots seeking refuge among the stars. We are here. We are waiting. So, you know, fun stuff like
Dude, awesome. Awesome job. I love it.
that.
All right, dog. We won't take any more of your time, James. We can't thank you enough for spending some time with us. Before I end the meeting for all, before I close it all down, I'm going to ask everyone to unmute. Can we all say thank you to voice actor James Burnett
Thank you.
for
talking to
welcome.
us?
Thank
Thank you.
you.
Thank
Of course, of
you.
course.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.